Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Rick Maurer is our guest, M-A-U-R-E-R. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, also Why Don't You Want What I Want. He's a change management expert, and he's been hanging out with us now for 16 years, Tom. Rick, I'm sorry, thanks for being here. We're talking about how to influence others, but the questions you ask yourself before you ask them your questions, before you poll them, before you try to get them to do what you want, prepare yourself, I guess, for the answers, right?
Yeah. Well, prepare yourself. Do you really want to go into this? So that first question was, how important is it to have support? And sometimes, you know, you could say, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to paint the office blue. And people go, yeah, fine, we'll do it. You don't need to make a big deal of that. But the second question is really the killer. And that's on a scale of 1 to 5. How willing are you to be influenced by the people who you want to influence? So I want to influence you, Jim, to do something different in the way we work together.
Mm-hmm.
Am I willing to be influenced in return? Am I willing to hear what you have to say, which might be you're saying, well, no, I think I know a better approach, or here's the flaws in your idea, or whatever. And if I'm not willing to be influenced by you, then basically I tell these potential clients, don't use me, because, you're going to be sending mixed messages. You're going to act like you care about people and are asking good questions, and then you're not going to do anything.
You know, lawyers, I'm loath to quote lawyers here, but lawyers have a thing that they say, never ask a witness a question on the witness stand that you don't already know the answer to.
Yeah.
And this is not exactly like that, but it kind of is, because the point they're making is you don't want to be surprised by an answer you didn't know was coming. And so in this case, make sure that if you ask a question that you're prepared to deal with it. You know, I was just thinking as you were saying that. So let's say that you came up with the idea. You said, you know, I think it would be good if we delivered our products in a different way. And you told your people that. You said, what do you think about that? And they said, well, that would work, but we got to have a different kind of truck. You got to buy a whole new fleet to be able to pull that off. That might be something you might not want to hear that.
Exactly. That's why you've got to, you know, because it's different than the lawyer situation. Don't ask a question you don't already know the answer to. In this case, you may not know the answer.
Right.
So are you willing to listen? My wife was a lawyer, and they would do moot courts where other lawyers from her office would act like they were the judges. She did appellate law. And they would, pound her with questions. But what it did is it gave her, oh, yeah, this is how somebody else thinks about it. Oh, yeah, that's something I hadn't figured. And so if you want to influence other people, a really good way to do that is to be willing to take their ideas. That doesn't mean that you're a blank slate or you're a pushover, but the people will say, your listeners go, huh. I hadn't thought about that. You're absolutely right about the new trucks. Or, boy, I didn't think of the logistical nightmare of doing that. I like what you're coming up with. Because now you're using their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Anything other than that, you're just telling them what to do, and you're acting like you want their support. And that it's that disconnect between what you're saying and the way you're acting that is really – it's going to get you in trouble.
Because now they're thinking, you're not really wanting to know what I'm saying. All you're wanting me to do is to basically agree with what you're saying. So let me. So this is
yes.
Is this a good reason? when you're doing something, a project like this, when you're focusing on this, is this a good reason not to get so invested in your own idea that you can't change? You have to be careful about that, don't you?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
You have to be careful about that, don't you?
Yes, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. In fact, I have to be careful. Like when I'm working on an idea, like for a book, I will not talk to other people about it in the earliest stages
right.
because I really don't want feedback right then. It's too fragile.
That's right.
Well, seriously.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I agree.
But once it's there, I get to a point where I go, you know, I really do want to hear people's criticism.
Mm-hmm. I just went through that. I just went through 2 years of that. I hear you. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Because whatever it is, whether it's a book or a strategy, it's your baby.
Exactly.
And you don't want to become too much in love with that baby if there's a chance that you're very smart, very experienced high school graduate warehouse manager has a better idea. Right?
Exactly. You know, I was in a meeting yesterday. I was telling people, we were talking about kind of our great ideas that we come up with without feedback. And I said, I got a basement full of those good ideas.
Right.
You know, honestly, you know, tools that I thought, oh, everybody will want this thing, you know, and
this can't
now
lose.
I've got
this
10
can't
more
miss.
Boxes of stuff. That, exactly.
Yeah, that's called the can't miss basement inventory. Hey, Rick, I need your website, please.
That's great.
I need your website again, please.
Yeah, it's rickmaurer.com, and it's RickMaurer.
You can find Rick's columns and his books and all the smart things he says there, so check it out. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up when we come back after these messages. Tintail, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.